The amount of goods and services that people produce at work every hour is a key measure of the economy, which is why it's worth noting that worker productivity is up this year. The Labor Department says it's better than it was before the pandemic started, even though many employers can't find enough people to do the work in this economy. Joining us now is Jan Mischke from the McKinsey Global Institute. Jan, welcome.
Nice to be here. It's a fascinating topic.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, some economists are talking about a productivity boom. Do you see one ahead? Is it already happening?
Well, we see a significant chance of a productivity acceleration in the next 5 to 10 years to come. So not only a short-term blip, but actually a sustained acceleration, which would be a welcome change from the decade or slightly longer of really weak productivity growth.
And can you explain why? Because I'm looking at this economy that we're in here in the United States. It's very hard to find workers. How is it that companies are finding ways to make the workers they do have more efficient? Are we seeing a boom or a new investment in technology?
Let me step back and see how that evolved over time. Particularly in economies with very flexible labor markets like the U.S., usually actually in a severe downtime like the pandemic recession, you see an increase in productivity because companies get rid of the lowest productivity workers. And then things kind of go down again or stabilize again as the economy recovers and people are hired again. And as a really, really encouraging sign and promising sign in this recovery, as people are joining the workforce again, productivity is also growing. So this is a really welcome change. And this does relate to companies being significantly more productive, or at least there being a lot of signs of companies making the changes that will allow them to be more productive, not only right now, but also in the years to come.
Like what?
The most notable and obvious one stemming right from the crisis is a shift to online, not only in retail, but also in terms of customer interactions in banking and telecoms and what have you. And in retail, for instance, we have compared the productivity of the most advanced online to the most advanced offline retailers, and we see about a 2x difference. So if you have another 10-20 percentage points of transactions shifting online, that has a material impact on productivity.
We've been talking about the short-term historical context here with the pandemic. What about longer term? We're seeing comparisons to the economy of the 1990s and the productivity that the U.S. economy experienced then.
Yeah, so the short-term numbers now are kind of affected by all kinds of matters that still reflect the crisis. But our research actually suggests that there is an opportunity to go back to, if not quite the levels of the late 1990s, then at least much closer to that. So we see an opportunity for a full 1 percentage point acceleration of productivity growth in the US and Europe over pre-crisis trends. And a corporate survey that we ran suggests that CXOs that we talked to are more optimistic yet. So those results suggest it might be growing as fast as 3% a year.
What does productivity like that mean for workers? I mean, on the one hand, it should lead to less time working. But does it?
For workers, it's much a function on how the overall economy works. If we manage to enter a real kind of boom time, and there's some likelihood for that, high productivity growth is also good for workers because it essentially means more output is being generated that can then be distributed across workers and shareholders. So it should be a boon for both sides. There can be problematic episodes where when the macro environment is soft, then further accelerating automation and productivity increases and so on can actually put downward pressure on unemployment and on wages.
Right. So if a robot's doing your job and your company's becoming more efficient, that's not necessarily good for the worker. Now, economists are watching the U.S. economy very closely right now, wondering, checking to see if it's starting to overheat, if inflation is a problem. If productivity is up and it remains up, what does that mean for the economy?
If productivity rises faster, you can create much more output than you could otherwise. So it will actually lead to less inflation than without productivity growth, assuming demand remains the same. And that kind of higher productivity growth is certainly also a good thing in the long run because it supports wages and income.
Jan Mischka from the McKinsey Global Institute, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.